Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Morales once again pitching with the man at third. And Rojas shoots this one in the air to left, but it's playable for Johnny Butler, who makes the snag. Or not. They're going to call Jefferson Rojas back. I believe they called a balk on the pitch. They did. That's an overly late balk call, first of all. They called that as Morales was delivering. So wipe off that fly ball. Opitz is going to score on a balk, and it's 1-0 Cubs. Boy, South Bend got a major break. That was going to be the third out of the inning. And now a run is in. Bolte's got 3 home runs in 19 games this season and hitting a respectable average for a 19-year-old in the month of April, .256. But he was a deadly home run hitter in high school ball in California. Pretty good lead off of first for Halter. He's running, the pitch is high. Opitz his throw. That's going to be well in time. Opitz gets Halter stealing. Craig Conklin does not like the call at third. The Lansing manager will go argue. We will get you those defensive changes once they are posted into the MILB Game Day app. Inyango dances off of first. Now Long pulls one up the third base line right on the chalk. It's a base hit. That's going to roll all the way down to the corner. Heading to third, Pinyango. Stop sign goes up. Pinyango has to get back to third, and he's out. Nick Lovello now will argue with Evan Anderson. Pinyango tripped around the third base bag, and just as he tried to get back, there was a big stop sign. Pinyango tripped around third. All momentum was taking him to the plate. Lovello stopped arguing. He only shouted at Evan Anderson. There was no Kobe Holter-type behavior where he went right in the face. But that's a huge call. That's going to end up being a double for Jonathan Long. It's into the corner. There's a ton happening in the last 10 minutes, by the way. And it's 2-1 Lansing. The 2-2 is driven in the air out towards deep left center. Back towards the wall. Johnny Butler, he'll make the running catch. Butler just got to it in the gap. And Stevens gave it a ride, but just came up short. The Cubs will leave the tying run in scoring position. Stevens flies out to deep left. And we're in the fourth inning. Lansing maintaining that 2-1 lead through all of this craziness on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Making his first start of 2024. Again, he got two starts with Lansing last September. Number 2 A's prospect with the payoff. A big bouncer over the mound, now up the middle for a base hit. Rounding third, heading home is Morrell. It's going to be an RBI single by Brett Bateman. That cuts into the lead, and now it's a 3-2 ball game in the fifth inning. Cubs are behind by just a tally, and there's only one out here in the fifth. Jefferson hits this one hard up the middle. Bateman had to dodge around the ball, and Bateman's going to be stopped at third. Brett just could not take off because that ball was hit so hard in his direction. He was about to be pounded with that line drive. Jefferson Rojas has got a 15-game hitting streak. That expands on the already high A best. With Rojas at first, Ramirez at second, Bateman at third, everybody gets a head start. Let's see if Long can find a gap. That would clear the bases. As Owen must throw a strike, the 3-2. In the dirt, ball 4, and he walked him. Bases loaded, walk. The Cubs tie the game. Bateman is in. All Cubs walks presented by Best One Tire and Auto Care. Long has been on base twice. It'll now be Long at first, Rojas at second, Ramirez at third, the batter Parker Shaver, which is a nice way to end this outing, going into the next whenever it may come. Will Simpson, the power-hitting first baseman, stands in and pulls this one sharply towards left. Hit hard to the track, and it's off the wall for a base hit. Heading to third is Bolte. The relay throw is going to be towards third. Bolte off the bag at third. He's going to be out. Bolte made the same mistake as Piñango did. It's literally a mirror image. Bolte hustling around third. You know, what's crazy, that ball was hit to the same spot as Jonathan Long's double from earlier. The Cubs get a quick throw in. It's going to be a double for Will Simpson, but Bolte, a stop sign came up from third base coach and manager Craig Conklin. Bolte stormed through third, made the turn, had to stop, fell down, and the Cubs get him. That's a huge out. So now instead of second and third, just a man at second.
Two strikes
now
on Amaya. Here's Hernandez with the pitch.
A ball lasered to right on a line drive. Shavers is going to make the jumping catch at the warning track. And the inning is over. With a bit of an exclamation point, too. Shavers able to track it down in the corner, but Lansing with the lead right back. It's 5-3. We move to the seventh inning. The Cubs need to mount a comeback. We'll see if they can do it on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Back to the top of the order. This is the third baseman, Derek Salome, who again came in earlier. The original leadoff man, Colby Poulter, was tossed from the game after he was caught stealing second base, arguing with Evan Anderson, the base umpire. He was ejected. And Taranski's going to have the runner picked off. The throw to second by Stevens is going to be in time. Taranski threw to Stevens at first. Escarche took off, and then Stevens threw a strike to second to Jefferson Rojas, who slapped the tag on Escarche. And the
leadoff
on Stevens,
swept
he's
off
got
the
a new
pass.
Bat. That'll go 1-3-6. And he drives this one in the air to deep right. Forget about this one. Felix Stevens has tied the game. Felix with his first homer in a couple weeks. It's a massive Hoosier Lottery home run. And it's the first swing with the new bat. You should keep that one, Felix. It's a game-tying blast the opposite way. 5-5 on the Hoosier Lottery homer for Felix Stevens. 3-2 is blown past him for strike three. Taranski wins this battle. He strikes out a pair. $40 in the inning to the Food for Kids program from the Jordan Automotive Group. And a successful South Bend Cubs debut for Mitchell Taranski. He has posted two scoreless innings. We're evened up at five. Let's see if the Cubs can take the lead and put it away next on WSBT Radio. And he deals the payoff. A big bouncer over the mound, slowly poked to a charging Escarche. The throw to first is not going to be in time. Fourth hit of the game for Pedro Ramirez. And with those four hits, Pedro now ties up with Jefferson Rojas and Rafael Morel for the most hits among any Cub in a single game this year. Four base hits for Pedro Ramirez. And kind of in the same sense of when you're slumping. Meeting done. Here's Long against the lefty Johnson. First pitch. A bouncer up the middle into center field. Base hit. Ramirez is coming around third, and he'll score the go-ahead run. Ramirez scores. Back to second safely, Piñango. The relay from center went into second. Piñango overran second base. Was back there safely as Ramirez was in to score. The Cubs take the lead. It's 6-5 in the ninth. Long delivers with his second RBI of the night and his seventh in the last week. 2-2, the pitch. Hit in the air to deep right center. Towards the wall moves Wellboss. He does have space. No, he doesn't. It drops. It drops to his left. The Cubs are going to get two runs. Wellboss thought he had it. It dropped about 5 feet to his left in right center. The Cubs get the break of the night, and they lead it 8-5. Bolte has three home runs this year. The Cubs benefit. They lead 8-5. One swing is not enough in this sequence, but you must get Bolte. Will Simpson's on deck. Man on, Grayson Moore to Henry Bolte. Here we go. Line back, strike one. Full on night sky now. The lights are in full effect. Brett Bateman over in center, shaded a little bit towards the right center field gap against the righty Bolte. And the pitch on the way. A slider tapped over to second. Ramirez has it on a bad bounce. Brings it down. The throw to first is in time. And the Cubs win. Cubs win. And they come back a multitude of times to get there. This is a crucial win for this team who desperately needed one like this to go their way. Just some bad luck along the first month. The Cubs win it. A final of 8-5. They came back from deficits of 3-1 and then 5-3, and they'll celebrate an opener W in Lansing. It's the...
Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.